Blog Talk Radio.
Mark the Rabbit Hole.
Broadcasting live from the fog of Neptune comes a waspily rabbit, exploring the unknown, traveling the astrological landscape, visiting secret worlds, dispelling the English language. So put on your bunny ears and hop down the rabbit hole with your host, Mark Matheny.
Time to awaken. Mark, Mark, wake up, Mark.
Now you probably wondered where holidays come from. If you haven't, I'd say it's time you begun. For the holidays are the result of much fuss and hard work for the worlds that create them for us. Well, you see now, quite simply, that's all that they do, making one unique holiday especially for you. But once, a calamity ever so great occurred when two holidays met by mistake.
Boys and girls of every age, wouldn't you like to see something strange?
Come with us and you will see, this our town of Halloween.
This is Halloween, this is Halloween. Pumpkins scream in the dead of night.
This is Halloween, everybody make a scene.
Trick or treat, get your neighbors on a diagram.
It's our town, everybody scream.
It's the of Halloween.
I am the one hiding under your bed, teeth ground sharp and eyes glowing red.
I am the one hiding like snakes and spiders in my hair.
This is Halloween, this is Halloween, 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 Halloween.
In this town we call home, everyone hail to the wonders of the soul.
In this town, don't we love it now? Everybody's waiting for the prize.
Down that corner man, hiding in the trash can, something's waiting at the
pumpkin.
How are you?
Thrill of Halloween!
Red and black.
It's like a dream.
And good afternoon. Welcome to our have a different time today, as I could not stop changing my mind on what I wanted to do here today. So today is the 1 year anniversary show. I started last Halloween. Actually, was my first episode, and if you missed that, then be thankful. It was a technological nightmare. So hopefully we're a little more well-rounded technologically this time around. So I want to thank everyone who has listened over the last year or has gotten any readings or attended any classes or lectures or workshops I've put on. Again, you can find me at www.twofishesastrology.com. That is TWOFISHESASTROLOGY. So I post blogs on there at times, and you can find out about readings, and I give you a detailed description of what you get out of readings and lots of other information. I post classes and lectures and other things on there. So I had many different options for, as always, I have way more ideas than I have common sense. So I ended up not having a guest today. I tried to line up a couple people, but I kept changing my mind on what I wanted to do. So I will have some good guests coming up for you in the future. Wanted to give a shout out that this is Breast Cancer Awareness Week month, Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and I promised I would give a shout out about that. So if you, many of us know survivors, so give them any kind of support that you're able to. Also want to give out a shout out to our friend at Dalder's Nursery, 13365. Lancaster, Kirkersville Road, Northwest in Baltimore, where you can get fresh and clean fruits and vegetables and plants and your gardening and planting needs fulfilled there. Obviously, tomorrow is Halloween, so I'm just kind of flying by the seat of my pants today. I had grandiose plans. None of those seem to work out, so I'm going to play some of. I'm going to go all goth on you today and play you some of my favorite Halloween music. This will not be of the Monster Mash variety. I'm going to go all goth and creepy on you today. Like that's different. Like you're not used to that. I want to thank all of my past guests that have been on the show over the last year. And I want to thank everyone who's been a co-host or done any kind of contribution to the show. Iggy, our producer for the show and all the shows on the network. A big shout out to him for continued guidance and support and providing some initiative and a chance to put my craziness out to the world. His wife, Susie, also, for doing the vocals, being the voice of Victoria Fuzzbottom, doing the if you haven't been listening to the show very well, I have so many ideas I can't even control them. Some of them are pretty good, some of them, you know, maybe not so much as I've been told. But she recorded a bunch of samples for us. We originally had a
Silly Rabbit, Tricks Are for Kids.
Exactly, Tricks Are for Kids. So the original idea for this show was it was going to be a monster mash of Mystery Science Theater and Coast to Coast AM, and it was just going to be just craziness, where I was going to have a whole continual running dialogue with my virtual assistant, Victoria Fuzzbottom, who was shot here to Earth from Neptune with myself. But, you know, things evolved, and I decided that maybe it's a little better to bring guests on and stuff, and you not have to listen to me, you know, babble all the time, I guess.
Richie.
So, but we want to thank her for all the samples and recording the vocals on the theme song intro, which was literally written on a napkin in a restaurant over lunch in about a half an hour period. I also want to thank Adriana, David, and Mary for continued support and appearing on my show and the other shows on the network. And also want to thank all the other people with shows on the network, Adriana, David, Don, Monty, Todd, Gary, and all the other people that have had shows on the network before. I think the call-in number, before I forget, is 646-595-3440. Also, I am available for personal consultations and readings. And those run $75 for an hour and 15-minute reading. It can be done via email, or I can record the reading and send it to you electronically. Or we can meet in person if you're in the Central Ohio area. Or I have Skype or Facebook Messenger, email, whatever works for you, phone as well. So I think today I'm just going to be going over some, I'm going to be playing some of my style of Halloween music, some of my favorites. And don't forget, tomorrow is, if you're in the Central Ohio area, Halloween party at Garcia's tomorrow night at 9 p.m. until we stop. if you're at one of your other Halloween parties or whatever, feel free to stop by. We'll be there normally till midnight or 1 a.m. anyways. I will just be talking about some different astrological things. As well as playing a little bit of music and some weird samples and just oddities that I have run across. And then in between, I will be going over some astrological little astrology stories and giving you updates on the astrological weather and whatnot.
Are you like a crazy person?
I'm quite sure they will say so.
Don't go chasing rabbits.
Okay, so I'm going to kill you on the samples today because that's kind of a running joke. Because last year I did not have my on my first episode, I did not have my headset hooked up properly, and so apparently if you were unfortunate enough to be on that end of it last year, all you got to hear was the samples, and I don't think anyone got to hear me talk. So. Just a little joke there for those of you. Back up. Okay, so I think we are going to play a song here, and then we will come back and we will get into the current astrological weather.
Abracadabra.
Words he speaks are true. We're all humanary stew. We don't pledge allegiance to the Black Widow. The horror that he'll bring. The horror of his sting. The unholiest of kings. Black Widow. Our minds will be destroyed, and every girl and boy will learn to be employed. The Black Widow.
Abracadabra.
Okay, and we are back. If you are in the chat room and not able to call in, you can type in a question in there. In fact, we have someone in there. In there now, and we're going to do a short little reading for her in just a moment. So, like I said, you can find me at www.twofishesastrology.com. As we've been talking about recently in shows, we have a big impetus on the Virgo energy. As we sit today, Jupiter is at 16 Virgo, Venus is at 20 Virgo, and Mars is at 22 Virgo. So we have a stellium there. So Venus, Mars, and Jupiter are... Venus and Mars move a little faster than Jupiter does. Venus moves... It takes about 3 weeks to go through a sign, so it moves a little more than a degree a day. Mars takes about 2 months to go through a sign, and Mars moves about 1 degree every 2 days. Jupiter stays in a sign for roughly a year. So we will have Jupiter in Virgo through next, I believe it's late September. Then on November 12th, the North Node, which is always opposite the South Node. The North Node is future, destiny. South Node is past karma being worked out. Let me see here. That there. So with all this Virgo energy, we're getting a lot of mental stimulation. Virgo rules ruled by Mercury, which is one of the two signs. Virgo and Gemini are both ruled by Virgo and Gemini are both ruled by Mercury, and those rule the mental processes. And Virgo rules the sixth house, which is the house of health and service to others. So we're getting a lot of focus on health, health issues coming up for people. Virgo is also the big analyzer. We're looking at and analyzing our relationships, our energy levels. Our place in the world. How we are, our day-to-day activities. Virgo, sixth house, is our day-to-day activities also. So we're kind of seeing a lot of change and reevaluation needed as far as our day-to-day activities. Okay. So we have a question in the chat room. And let me just type this here real quick. Okay, so we have Anne in the chat room, and she is a Gemini, and she is looking for changes in career at this point. So we don't have Anne's exact time of birth. So we're going to not really be able to use the houses. But from looking at your chart here, Anne, you have a lot of Cancer energy and a good bit of Scorpio energy. So your nodes, I usually start off with talking to people about their nodes. Your north node is in Libra, and your south node is in Aries. So what that means from a karmic level is that in previous lives you were very independent, very focused on self, very courageous, very independent, very much the warrior, the fighter archetype. Aries, which is ruled by Mars, Mars is the warrior. It's our, on one level, our independence, our aggression, our instinctual behavior. So having your north node in Libra, you're looking to achieve balance in this lifetime. Now, one of the misconceptions is that Libras have balance. That is not necessarily true. The main Libra thing, a lot of times I find that Libras or people with Libra energy do not have balance. It's about achieving balance in this lifetime. So as far as I do not see a big career or job change right now, you want to stay where you are. I say it looks like you're pretty safe to me, I think. You have a lot of Cancer energy too in your chart, which is very, very nurturing, very stable, or needs security. So change is probably a hard thing to deal with for you. I don't see any, it looks like all your big changes and hiccups and things came like maybe like a year, in the last year. Things look a lot more calm right now for you. You don't have, you know, Saturn is not really hitting any planets in your chart. It's starting to form a trine to Uranus. So if there is any kind of change, I would say it will be for the better, and it will improve the situation if there is any kind of change in your work. Okay, so she's saying that there are some changes in her department that makes her think that she may be forced out. Okay, I don't see that. I don't see that in the near future for you. Especially if nothing happens at the very end of the year, I think you're good for January and the first part of next year. All the big changes and stuff I see would have been about a year ago. I do see January of 2017 there being some changes, possibly in that area, but I see those all as being like you are good for, actually, hold on one second. If I had a little error in my program here, let me just double check here. And try this. Okay, there we go. My computer system here kind of locked up on me. Okay, so yeah, I don't see you being the victim of any changes at this spot. I think so your south node is at 11 Aries. The nodes are past that point. You have a trine from Saturn. So I think that's good. You do have Neptune squaring your Sun and your Mercury. So I would say some lots of new like spiritual information and stuff are going to kind of be the focus here for a while. Yeah, all the planets that have like destructive tendencies or things that would that would force you out. I think that you're past those places, and so I don't see anything negative coming up for you in the work area. I don't see anything overly destructive coming up for you in the near future. You seem to have the really difficult transits you have seem to have been like the last couple years in the past. I don't see you having a major conflict at work, or I don't really see anything forcing you out. Again, anything that does come up in the near future, you've got a lot of positive transits coming up with your Saturn in Capricorn and your Pluto in Virgo. So I think that you would land on your feet if anything did come up, but I don't see there being, not until a few years down the road, I don't see there being any negative, any big negative job things or being forced out in your career or anything. I don't see anything coming up like that. So I think you are good for the near future at least. So we want to thank Anne for calling in there. I think everything looks all right in your chart there for the definitely the next several months anyways. And again, I don't really see anything big until like over a year down the road, and I think it would be positive stuff that would pop up if so. Okay. So thank Anne for listening and calling in there. So just one of the weird things that's going on too is with all that Virgo analyzing energy, we also have Saturn and Neptune in a square, and it's going to be exactly square late next month. So as I've mentioned on other shows, the last time we had a square between Saturn and Neptune, Saturn takes 28 years to go all the way around the zodiac, so it's in a sign for about 2.5 years. Neptune stays in a sign for 8 to 12 years. So the last time we had a square between Saturn in Sagittarius and Neptune in Pisces, where it is now, was back in the Salem witch trials. So on one level, we have all this analyzing going on with all this Virgo energy, and we're just going to get more of that. So with the Saturn-Neptune square, we're getting a lot of the placing blame or trying to figure out where to place blame on things. So that is, we need to make sure we're not feeding into blame complexes and trying to point the finger at other places. So again, remember Pluto is still in Capricorn and will be there for a long time. So Pluto in Capricorn is about self-accountability. So we just want to make sure that, you know, we're all, you know, taking care of our own homes, if you will, and not worry so much about where we're pointing the blame. I'm seeing an awful lot of this in the political avenue, of course, with the election coming up next year. So, okay. Let's see. So, we're going to play another song here.
I'm quite sure they will say so.
And, of course, as always, this is Alice Cooper.
Just couldn't take us no.
Okay, and we are back, and you know, you can't have Halloween without Bauhaus. That was King Volcano from one of the original goth pioneers, Bauhaus, Peter Murphy, who's a Cancer. Got to see them at Cleveland Nautica Stage about 15, 20 years ago on one of their first reunion tours. Just for your info, probably we'll be having a show the next two Fridays. I've got guests in mind for that. I will be going back to corporate America in mid-November, at least for a while. So the show may be changing times and or days. So as soon as I get that figured out, I will keep you in the loop. But I'm not going anywhere. The show will continue. And I will have more guests lined up for you, but we may shift to an evening show, maybe change up the energy a little bit there and see how that rolls. But I already have a whole list of guests in mind to bring on in the future. Somebody, I had a conversation earlier this week, and there's been so many kind of like weird events the last couple weeks there's been two different ships capsize, one in Canada, and then there's just one in Greece. I saw there was a large bus accident recently, and so kind of been some weird events recently. Now, I don't see anything astrologically in the air to bring about a huge 9/11 type event or anything like that. But somebody posed a question to me: are there connections between people that are in a large event where there's, say, more than one person that is killed, or where there's a large group of people involved? And the answer to that is yes, and I've done some study on this. But you will see everything has a chart. Every person, everything that has a time and a place of birth has a chart. There's a chart for every business, for every sports team, for every city, for every country. Anything where you can nail down the date and time and place that something happened has a chart to it. Not only that, I mean, there are connection points. So like one time I sat down with the chart of all my favorite sports teams, and I noticed that there was a lot of direct connections between the charts of my favorite sports teams and my chart. Probably hence why they're my favorite sports teams. Same thing with favorite musicians, comedians. You look at anybody who you look at as one of your guides or mentors, you will most likely find that you have a lot of connections between their chart and yours. You will have, I've been teaching a class for pretty much 6 years at a store called Mystic Nirvana, which is now located in downtown Westerville, Ohio. So I used to, this class would be at least 2 hours long, and I would often torment people with all these weird synchronicities and chart tie-ins and stuff. And so one of my favorite, and I don't have all the info here in front of me, but you know, one of my favorite ones was Godzilla. If you take the chart for Godzilla, which I use the first Godzilla movie, which released November 3rd, 1954, and I use that for the chart of Godzilla. So happy birthday, Godzilla. His birthday coming up early next week, next Tuesday. So there were actually, because, you know, Godzilla was, even though this is a movie monster, you know, Godzilla was actually born, it was created out of the minds of, you know, some Japanese citizens. And this all, you know, Godzilla was created by a nuclear blast that, you know, took a normal lizard or dinosaur and turned it into Godzilla, you know, this giant fire-breathing dinosaur that was buried for a long time and then reawoken by a nuclear blast. So there were actually connections between Godzilla's chart and the chart for Japan. And those are also, those two charts are also tied to the chart for the Hiroshima and Nagasaki bombings that essentially brought an end to World War II. So not only are there ties and connections between the charts of people, but also but between, you know, Godzilla is a fictitious creature, but I mean, it does exist. There are movies, there are Godzilla movies, there are Godzilla dolls and toys and t-shirts, and so even though it was not a real living creature, it is an entity, just like, you know, there's a chart for Mickey Mouse, and there is I actually did like a 3-hour class one time on Walt Disney the man and Walt Disney Corporation, and how all the Justin Timberlake, Britney Spears, all these people that were famous Disney people, their charts all tied in to the chart for the Walt Disney Corporation. And just, I have way too many papers scattered around here. So, I mean, even if you look at the chart for Walt Disney, so Michael Eisner, who was the head of Walt Disney, Pluto the dog, not Pluto the planet, his first appearance in a cartoon, Mickey Mouse. Mickey Mouse is a Taurus. Michael Eisner is a Pisces. Pluto is a Virgo, which doesn't sound astrologically correct, but Pluto the dog is a Virgo. Britney Spears, Justin Timberlake, Ryan Gosling, Kerry Russell, Disney World Orlando, Christine Aguilera, Disney World California, all those people, their charts all tie into the chart of Walt Disney through either, I believe most of them through the nodes, Saturn or Jupiter. The nodes, future or destiny, Jupiter, how you interact with the outside world, and Saturn, karmic connections, and Saturn career also. So the charts of all those people all have correlations and tie-ins to the chart of Walt Disney Corporation. Just as the chart for Godzilla ties into the chart for Japan, and for the Hiroshima and Nagasaki bombing. So, being the somewhat potentially ghoulish figure I am sometimes,
love you.
I was actually able to find the chart for, if you recall, James Holmes. He was the reported shooter of the Batman Dark Knight shootings at the movie theater in Aurora, Colorado. James Holmes, who is a Sagittarius. The Dark Knight shootings were on July 20th of 2012. But I actually found a list of the victims who unfortunately perished that night, but their charts all connected to the chart of James Holmes. They were all, and I don't just mean like Mercury or something. I mean, there was like a Saturn or Pluto or the nodes or Mars connection to, you know, connections that are not, you know, overtly common. There were all connections between all the victims that perished in the chart of James Holmes. And to go to take that even one further, one weirder down the rabbit hole, the charts of Christian Bale, who played Batman, and Christopher Nolan, who was the director. His first movie was Memento, which is a great movie. If you remember that from, that was probably 15 years ago or something now. But even the charts of Christian Bale, the lead actor, and Christopher Nolan, the director, also tied in to the chart of James Holmes. So when we see a large event where several people experience an event, and I've looked at some, you know, smaller airplane crashes and other events like that where there's, you know, an event like 9/11 would be a little too overwhelming to look at the charts of 3,000 people, but we'll say smaller tragedies where you have a handful of people that transfer from this reality to another in one event. You will find very pertinent connection points between the charts of all those people. So often with an event like that, you will sometimes, so just to kind of break down the differences, you have the ascendant Sun, Moon, Mercury, Venus, Mars, Jupiter, which are all kind of called the personal planets, and then Saturn, Uranus, Neptune, and Pluto are all called the transpersonal planets, because they take a much longer time to cycle and to orbit around, and so those kind of affect, I mean, they have a personal placement in everyone's chart, but they also have kind of a generational effect, or they affect a large group. When you have something like people, a group of people passing away at one event, you will often see sometimes a connection between the personal planets. But also you will see when a person passes away, there is a connection to the outer plane. There has to be something big, because just for example, a lot of times Pluto and Saturn are connected with the charts of death. So, but there's, you know, there's literally millions of people right now that all will have Pluto or Saturn hitting on. So everyone who has that aspect is not going to die today. But you look for recurring themes. You would have to have like something happening to the outer planets and something happening to the inner planets. So you would have to kind of have like that perfect cocktail to where there's, I always call it like an easy window, or the veil is thin for people to, for their spirits to get out of their bodies, if you will, for lack of a more tactful phrase. So there are, in fact, connection points. If there are several people that perish in a single event, their charts will all have some outer planet as well as probably some inner planet connections to the chart of the event. It may not be that maybe one person has Pluto hitting in the event char. Maybe another person has Saturn, and maybe another person has their, you know, their nodes being affected. But you will see connection points amongst all the people in a group event, if you will. Okay, so we got, I was talking about death there and then got kicked out of Blog Talk Radio. So, okay, so I am I am back here again. So we are going to play a quick song here and then we will be back and we will talk about, I think we're going to talk about missing people. So, let's see, where did I put that? I guess I should label these a little bit better. Let's see. Well, guess what? I guess we may just talk about it. Okay. Okay, here we go.
The shadows of my past remain here.
Okay, we're back. Apparently, I threw one of the songs I downloaded into a wrong file. But hey, we'll have that. Okay, so missing people. There are also connections between the charts of. I've done a extensive study, and eventually this will come out in a book of some sort. Done extensive study on missing people, and there are connections in the charts of people that go missing as well. There's often a natal placement of a planet in the sign of Pisces. Pisces is ruled by Neptune. Neptune dissolves boundaries and barriers, especially this time of year. You will hear people use the phrase, the veil is thin right now. so that is accurate, but it is not just at like Halloween. Twice a year, the planet Neptune will make a station. When a planet makes a station, it means it is changing direction. It is not, a planet will always be direct or retrograde in the birth chart. The days when the planet changes between from going direct to retrograde or retrograde to direct is called a planetary station. And just like, you know, how you have like an oscillating fan that moves back and forth, it kind of splays the energy back and forth. However, if you, you know, pull up the little button on the fan so that it is straight and forward and just all of the air is pointed in one direction, then you will get the full force or the full effect of the fan. And this is kind of how planetary stations work. When a planet stations for about a week on either side, the energy of that planet will be much more focused. Now the planet is not really going backwards in the sky, but just what's happening is it is slowing down, so its speed is then surpassed by the speed of the Earth. Same thing, like if you're on a train and when you're driving, it looks like the trees are going forward, then at that one spot, as the train's speed builds up, and then looks like the trees are going backwards. Well, the trees aren't really going backwards, just now the speed of the train is such that it looks like the trees are going backwards. Same thing with planets. The planets aren't really going, not really traveling backwards in the sky. It just, the speed of the Earth's rotation has now surpassed the speed of that planet's rotation, so then it just appears that they're going backwards. However, during that time, there is an astrological significance because the energy of that planet, when it is retrograde, is focused inward as opposed to being focused outward. So it does change how that energy comes out. So coming up, Neptune, we talked about Neptune will be very prevalent in the charts of people that pass away. It's kind of, how do I put this? It's kind of like there's, when the Neptune energy is high or hitting on someone's chart, it's an easier bus stop to get off at. It's an it's a little easier way to get off the bus, because that energy, that Neptune energy, is very foggy, and it deals with the part of reality that we can't see. Neptune rules dreams, imagination, intuition, fantasy, things that are not 3D and concrete. So a lot of times, too, when people have a break with reality, or if you see these people going on the shooting sprees or, you know, doing other kind of crazy stuff, a lot of times there'll be a Neptunian event happening in their chart where Neptune is hitting on something. And so that can kind of be a break from reality, or it can be a lot to handle. It can be a lot for the physical body to handle. And so also mentally, as some people are really, really ingrained into this 3D reality, it can be difficult for the person mentally to handle some of the Neptunian stuff.
Quite right.
So, just for example, in February of 2011, Neptune entered the sign of Pisces, and Neptune rules the sign of Pisces. So the energy of Neptune, its effect, is felt a lot more. Now, that is much different from Mars being in Aries or Pluto being in Scorpio or something that is has much more of a 3D effect. When Neptune entered Pisces, they're started seeing things about ascension and awakening and Kundalini rising and some of these other phrases we run across. They started seeing a lot more of that because our intuition was opened up on the collective level. Our psyche was opened up. Psychic ability, paranormal stuff, ghost stuff. Look how many ghost shows and paranormal shows are on TV now. You know, 10 years ago, there was not that much as far. I mean, there were some shows, but now it is like, you know, you can't go out for a walk without tripping over a ghost hunter, you know. So with Neptune entering the Pisces, the collective psyche is much more focused towards spiritual stuff, towards ghosts, towards spirituality, towards psychic ability, towards the non-3D stuff, the stuff that is outside of our normal range of vision. So as Neptune, and Neptune's going to be in Pisces for a while, I mean, it's been in there, you know, on and off for the first year, but it's been in there roughly 4.5 years, and it's still only at like 8 degrees Pisces right now, I think. So Neptune moves very slowly. So I originally started talking about missing people. Missing people will often have a large amount of Pisces in their chart, or a north node, future or destiny, will have a north node in Pisces. Or people will often have, and then something transiting or hitting that spot. Or the verse visa of that, I will see a lot of people having a planet hitting their Neptune, or if they have or transiting Neptune hitting something in their chart. So for example, Mars is our energy level, and Jupiter is how we relate to the outside world. North node is future or destiny. A lot of times I would see the north node hitting on one of those, or Mercury. Mercury is how we communicate. In a lot of charts of people that go missing or disappear, Neptune will be hitting one of those planets, or their sun even, I see several times. So we often see Neptune snuffing out or hiding or making that the 3D energy disappear or vanish. Or, you know, Neptune, if you look at a picture of the planet Neptune, very foggy. You know, it's kind of hard to define its boundaries. So that's something else that will come up in the chart, or that will be happening in the chart of somebody who goes missing or disappears. I'm going to play a shortish song here. This is one of my very good friends, Christy Venrick, and this is her band, The Azoic, and you will recognize a few horror movie samples in this, and we will be right back in about 3 minutes.
Blood. Mark.
Okay. Again, that was my friend Christy Wenrick with her group Theozoic. I think I lost track of what I was originally saying there. So Neptune, picking up where I left off, Neptune makes a station on November 18th. So you can expect, especially if you have your Mercury, Sun, North Node, any of those kind of things, if you have anything in your chart around 7 degrees of the sign of Pisces, then you can perhaps expect a spiritual awakening, a kundalini rising. If you've seen some of these lists of ascension symptoms, you can perhaps expect some of that stuff. Okay, I have my Mercury is at 5 degrees Pisces, and a couple years ago Neptune stationed exactly on my Mercury, and then I'll say too, this past spring on the equinox, when my birthday is in March, there was an eclipse exactly on my Sun, and I would just say that I had some interesting and bizarre experiences at that point. So again, the call-in number is 646-595-3440 if you want to call in and get a quickie reading here. So I guess the point of all that is that we are connected, and our charts are all connected around these Neptune stations. I've had this happen personally in my family, actually, that people actually leave the planet at those times. So it's a little bit. Let's see. Yeah, it's easier to get off the bus at that point. So, and also expect, you know, psychic events, paranormal events, things of that nature to be more prevalent, right? And again, like I said, when there's a planetary station, you usually feel that energy for about a week on either side. So, yeah. So around those Neptune stations, you can expect some freaky type experiences, if you will. And again, that is on. Let me. I'm just going to double check that date. It's on November 18th at, I believe it is very early in the morning. Let me find my paper here. Yeah, 11:30. Well, late morning, I guess. It's 11:32 a.m. on November 18th. And Neptune stations at 7 degrees Pisces. And interestingly, on November the 12th, we have the North Node entering Virgo. So, some interesting energy coming up there. So just be mindful. Also with the Neptune stations, people are very weepy, emotional, tired. You may want to have an extra alarm clock to help you wake up that week. That's very Yeah, we're very much into dreamland and dream time, and it can be very difficult to keep into our 3D body and to keep our mind focused at that point. So just keep that aware for that third week of February. And it looks like we may have a caller on the line here. Hello, caller.
Hi.
Hi, how
Hello?
Are you?
I'm good, thank you. I wasn't sure if you're doing readings or not, but...
Yeah, we can do a quickie reading here for you.
Oh, great. Thank you.
You're welcome.
My name's Lori.
Lori, okay.
I'm sorry? Yeah.
Lori, okay. What's your birthday?
6/29/60.
Okay. And do you know what time you were born?
Yeah, 4:17 a.m.
And where were you born at?
Hazleton, Pennsylvania. Hazleton, PA.
Oh, okay, there we go. It was the first one there. I didn't see it. 6/29/60?
Yeah.
Okay, so what's going on?
Do
you have something in particular that's happening?
No, maybe just a general read. I'm just like everybody else. Just amazed at the way our... America's changing, and I'm aware of everything, but yeah, I just wondered what's going on in my charts, and I think I'm a little bit psychic, but I was wondering if it said anything in my charts.
So you have a large proliferation of, your chart is almost all earth and water. So those are all earth and water signs are all feminine or like introverted aspects. You'll probably, this Neptune station I was talking about on November 18th, Neptune will be hitting. You have what's called a grand water trine in your chart. Means you've got planets at all three of the water signs, and they form this triangle in your chart, and that's kind of one of the big engines in your chart. So Neptune is going to station there on November 18th, so it's going to be conjunct your Chiron. Chiron is the wounded healer. It's how we heal ourselves. Chiron is also like how we exist holistically, like mind, body, spirit together.
Mm-hmm.
And so one of the things with Chiron is in Pisces right now. So you just had your Chiron return too. So what that does is kind of bring up a lot of, we tend to get very fragmented over the course of our life. Just we have these different parts of ourselves that kind of get cast off and hidden and, you know, bombarded with stuff. And so Chiron is kind of about bringing back all these different parts of ourselves, and so that we're one basic functioning unit again, to where our mind, heart, spirit, body are all functioning together. And so this Neptune station, exactly, so this Neptune station is going to be almost exactly trine to your Neptune. And again, Neptune is intuition, psychic ability, spirituality, imagination, the subconscious, dream life, paranormal stuff. And then your Sun and your Venus are both in Cancer. So this Neptune station will be forming an exact trine almost to your Sun and your Venus also. So I would say you may have some unusual experiences around the middle of Neptune there, or middle of November there.
November.
Thanks to Neptune. So, and actually the sun is hitting right on your Neptune today. So,
mm-hmm.
That's a very powerful alignment. You're expect to get glimpses and maybe some psychic hits, and for your intuition to really be off charts here now through the next few weeks.
Okay.
You're really getting some like awakening stuff happening. One of the other big things in your chart is you have a lot of Virgo in your chart. You have Pluto is conjunct your moon in Virgo, and your north node is in Virgo. So
mm-hmm.
having a Pluto moon conjunction in Virgo, I expect you've probably had a bumpy couple of weeks here, maybe three or four weeks.
Yeah, I did. Emotional.
Yeah. Yeah. So having a Pluto moon conjunction in your chart means you're very analytical. You're very helpful to others. Pluto conjunct moon is a very intense emotional thing. You probably feel things at a more intense level than a lot of people do.
Very much.
Right. So you're probably a great friend to others because you have that really helpful spirit with all that water energy, and then that Pluto and Moon in Virgo. But it's probably one of the difficult things is that having that Moon in Virgo, you can be very analytical towards others. Maybe they feel maybe picked on a little bit, but also that people with Moon in Virgo are usually very hard on themselves too.
Yeah, I went through something for, like you just said, the last 4 weeks. I was almost like fighting with myself. I needed to know I was right, and this person made me very hurt, and they said things to me that upset me, and I like even arguing with myself. And when I asked, look, am I right? I just need to know that I am right. And then it calmed me down a little, you know.
Right.
I'm very passionate. Yeah.
Right. You've got a deep well of emotions there in your chart.
Mm-hmm.
And your north node is in Virgo too. So since the nodes are always opposite, that means your south node is in Pisces. So one of the karmic things for you in this lifetime is to analyze and look at things, because having that south node in Pisces can show like past lifetimes where there was a lot of there could be addiction, victimization, maybe duped on a spiritual level or whatnot, to where you got into some difficult situations. So now one of the things in this lifetime is to, you know, analyze things, you know, constantly looking at your belief systems and your relationships with people, and making sure, again, it's double checking your facts to make sure you're right. That's a big theme for you in this lifetime. So your north node is right in the middle degrees of Virgo. So right now you've got Venus and Mars and Jupiter all sitting very close to your north node. And the transiting north node in around November 12th is going to enter Virgo. So you've got, I don't know if you have some plan in the cooker or something, project or something you've been working towards, but like late spring through like mid-summer next year, you've got a really, really powerful alignment that'll be hitting your north node. So I would expect something big to happen in the middle of next year. And these are all kind of like helpful aspects and stuff. So it's kind of showing me like you're going to complete some big task or some big project or have some big breakthrough around it. So I don't know if you have anything that you're working on.
Maybe graduation. College.
Okay.
Some other stuff, I guess. Well, that's good news.
Yeah, so you'll have a tremendous amount of wind at your back the middle part of next year. So if there's something you're striving for or wanting to accomplish or some project or something you've been working on, you're going to have a tremendous amount of helpful energy the middle part of next year.
Okay. Great. Thanks.
Okay. Sure. Was that helpful to you?
Yeah, it is. Thank you very much.
Okay. Thanks.
And hopefully I'll find somebody too. And then I put it out that I'm ready for a relationship. So maybe that'll float around to this coming year.
Yeah. I would. Since your Neptune and your Venus are going to be really lit up here in a couple weeks, I would maybe suggest, I don't know if you've ever done a vision board or characteristics or the kind of person you would be interested in, because your ability to manifest is going to be off the board here in a couple weeks.
Okay, great. Yeah, that sounds good.
Okay.
Thank you. And that explains a lot to me, too, because you were saying, like, fragmented. And, yeah, I could see where I'm, like, fragmented because I need to bring back all of me into one place. I could see that. And I think it's going to happen.
Right. So part, and on another level, part of the dynamic of the Virgo Pisces energy is Neptune and Pisces is a very spiritual oriented kind of very in touch with the spiritual side. The Virgo part is kind of about filling the hole, the spiritual hole, and developing working on the Virgo energy and, you know, being discerning, but also bringing that in balance with the spiritual side so that you kind of are able to bring in the spiritual part of you along in day-to-day activities.
Be more grounded at the same time.
Right. Being grounded, but also being in touch with your spiritual side while you're, you know, at work or during your day-to-day activities.
Oh, okay. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Have a fun Halloween. Have a great weekend.
You too. Happy Halloween.
Okay,
thank you. That helped a lot.
Good. I'm glad to hear it. Good luck to you.
Thank you. You too.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Okay, so thank you for calling in. So I'm still here if anyone else is wanting a reading here. Like I mentioned at the beginning of the show, in a few weeks this show will probably be switching days and or times in the middle of November there, if you're in the Central Ohio area. Garcia's on High Street tomorrow night. At 9 o'clock is our Halloween drum circle and costume party. Call in number is 646-595-3440. If there's nothing else out there, I think we will probably wrap up the Neptunian talk for today. So I want to thank everyone for listening, or if you've listened over the last year, or attended any classes or anything, thanks for tuning in. And we want to thank all of the supporters of the show out there, everyone from my classes, Iggy, who's put the network together here and everything. So I believe that we're going to...
Mark, time to return to the ship.
Okay, I guess it is time for me to return to the ship. So, everyone have a great Halloween. Work on your costumes. Hang in there. There's a lot of doom and gloom predictions out there for November. I think everything will be fine. It'll be a little bumpier in December, but just stay balanced and take care of those around you. And we will be back here next Friday. So thanks for listening.
Revenge is complete.